Okay. All right, so one of the first issues, the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin, is the issue of Bishul. We know Derech Bishul also in Torah, and the Torah formulates the Isser Basar Cholov as Osav Asher, as we discussed at great length. So I'd like to look into what exactly is meant by Bishul. There are different ways to prepare food. Is Bishul a specific term? Is it a general term? What is included in the Bishul, what's not included in the Bishul on the Raisa level? If we just assume that it's food preparation, so that's a broader term, then Bishul, which by itself means through the medium of water. So that's what I'd like to look into a little bit. So, and understand what's, again, we stressed, we learned already, Darabanan doesn't make a difference, right? But Daraisa, it's a big difference, and a big nafkamina will be with regards to Hano. Because we saw that Ramor mentions there in the first sif that when it's only Darabanan, so there's no Isser Hano. You know, it's still an Isser Achila. So the stakes are high, so to speak, in terms of understanding what Bishul means. So I began in the first group, Maamar Kamos, just understanding the term Bishul as it appears in the Chumash in general, and not regard necessarily to Basar Mechala. But I started with the Sugya in Chulin, which we saw already a couple of times. The Gemara says as follows, Daf Kufcha Samad Aleph. The first was, Amar Abaye, Tama Veloma Mosho. Tama v'lo mosho means when you have the flavor, but not the substance of the iser. Okay, that's another way of saying tam kikar, right? Tam means what lingers, what you have, is what you have present in the pot or in the mixture, whatever it is a flavor, but not mamosho, not the substance of the item itself, right? But the flavor is there. So tama v'lo mamosho, Abaye claims, bialma in general, not just by Bosom Chol, but bialma in general, by all the surim, he holds the raisa. That's a running machlokas. An important machlokas, whether tam kikar is deraisa or derabanan by all isurim, or just deraisa by basar chala, by shaar isurim is derabanan. Again, tam kikar is a big issue. So the Abaye claims in this gemara, Kuf Chesam Aleph, that tam of Elom HaMosho be alma deraisa. Okay, that in general, tam of Elom HaMosho, you have just the flavor, but not the actual mamash isur, so that's deraisa. And this is a Gemara that's commenting on that mission that we saw already a few times. Tipas Cholov Shenafal Al HaChatich, right? And then the issue there is no sintam. Okay, it depends whether it's no sintam in that piece and so on. The whole kedera, if you stirred the kedera and so on, which we already saw. So Abaye says in general it's doraisa. These al kedak the rabbanon. If you hold that it's only rabbanon by shar misurim, mibosu cholov my tamelo gamin. What do you mean? Well, let's learn out bosu cholov. Should be the paradigm. For all these surim, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Amar Abaye, Tam Alamosh Ma'adam Raisa, Hoda Aswinan, Bekol Isurin, Mishanos No Tam Be'at." We know that at least Rabbanon, so the absorbed flavor of Chazer or Nevela, whatever else, is significant in Halacha. So Abaye claims, "Hoda Aswinan, Bekol Isurin, not just by Bosh Mechalim, Bekol Isurin, that what Mishanos No Tam Be'at, Afo Pi Shein Ochel Mamish, Kigon Sile Ka Isur Ein Kan Elatamo." The issue itself, the food itself is gone, has been removed, but all that's left is the absorbed flavor. That's the raisa. Why the garmina mi basar v'chalav? We call that a binyanav, right? I mean, we have one, it's one of the, Yidgil Midrash HaTorah Nidreshin, the binyanav, right? That's one of the 13 principles of Yishmael. So one is binyanav, so it's like a binyanav. The basar v'chalav is the paradigmatic case, right? The Aser Achmona Bachilik and Amin Lekamon below Sevasha Shoshpam Amur Betar Bafal Gad the Kamisalai Zemitom Ze Lachar Bishula Ain Kanalatam Nei Gamin the Chol Yisurim B'Mematzino. It's all about B'Mematzino, right? It's a hermeneutic principle, they call it. What that means? Okay, it's an exegetical principle. Okay, so that's Sabas Mechalov should be the paradigm for all Yisurim. So says Abaye. Why? These Halka back to Gemara. These Halka under Rabbanan. Meaning, as Rashi said, we'll keep back and forth in the Gemara and Rashi. These alkadat and bechol shari surin tamo derabanan. That the whole tamikar is derabanan. The lo garmin of basar v'chalav. You can't learn from basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav is unique. It's sui generis. Whatever again, whatever term you want to use, it's by. You can't learn from other surin from basar v'chalav. Okay, so these alkadat derabanan basar v'chalav. My tamir lo garmin. What would be the reason why? Okay. In other words, why shouldn't you learn from Basar V'Cholov? As Rashi says, my time alo gurmim name mishum dechidishu must be because Basar V'Cholov has its own unique properties which will prevent us from extending it to other cases. Yeah, Basar V'Cholov, tam kikar is daraisa. It doesn't automatically mean that such is the case by other mixtures of other isurim, because basu chalav is a chiddush. Okay, basu chalav, something is a chiddush. You can't learn, but you can only learn by mematzinu. You can only learn from one thing to another. Binyanav, if the case is a parallel, the situation is a parallel. But if basu chalav has its own, you know, unique rules, then you can't necessarily extend a din by basu chalav to other dinim, right? And and it's such with any other type of comparison. You can't say that the properties, unless the properties are the same, you can't make such a, you know, you can't learn one from the other. So my tamal and mishnah chiddush, what's the chiddush at this point? The Rashi says the shneya mit heter zelavado v'zelavado, because by basu chalav, as we already discussed, both the ingredients are independently mutter. Mashenu can we have pork that can mix in with beans? You have pork and beans, so the pork is azer, right? Or chazer or nevela, whatever that gets mixed in with the kosher vegetables. So there's already iser in there, right? And it's only kishin is arvu nesru. It's only when they come together that they become azer. Oh, shederek bishul nesru below achila hilchach lo garmina chumer minayu. Okay, and it says we have a special din of derek bishul, which was explained shortly, which we touched on already. Hilchach lo garmina chumer minayu. It has these chumers, okay, and we can't learn from bas v'cholav where there is tam kikar daraisa. Yeah, that's different, because that's what bishul means, is a transference of flavor. In other words, what are we trying to say? We're trying to say, let's learn that since tam kikar is daraisa by bas v'cholav, tamu masho is daraisa, so the same thing we do by shari sur. So the buyer proposes, well, no, because maybe the chiddush of bas v'cholav is, first of all, bas v'cholav is its own entity, because it consists of two items which independently are mutter. It's only the combination. And it's dafka, the combination to bishul. So there, tam is very important. And by bas v'cholav, tam is important. But lav dafka, you can extend that to other isurim, right? Maybe other isurim. The only problem at the raisa level of the mixture is if the mamish isur mamosho is there, but tam of the mamosho maybe not the raisa. Again, drabbanan yet, but not the raisa, because it's only by bas v'cholav where tam has this unique role, because of the chiddush that it's only the combination that's also, and the combination is not only that, but the combination is also only through bishul, through transference of flavor. So there, flavor plays a role. So there, we'll say tam of the mamosho is tam kikar is the raisa. The lav dafki, you can extend that to other things, right? But Abaye says that's not true, because it doesn't seem to be true. Okay, he says because I chiddushu, then afal gav the lekanos and tam nami. 1 second, Abaye says if basa b'cholav is a chiddush, that the Torah says that it's that basa b'cholav together is usher. So why would you need tam altogether? And basu v'cholav should have nothing to do with tam at all. Basu v'cholav should have nothing to do with tam at all. It's not the tam that's the ikar factor. The chiddush of basu v'cholav is you created this new entity. You created a new, like we discussed, basu v'cholav, right? You created, as opposed to basu v'cholav, right? You created this new entity. So any way it was created should be usher. Any type of combination of basu v'cholav should be usher regardless of tam. Tam shouldn't play a role. Mashama adavadama, chametz on Pesach. Right, chametz on Pesach is also a mashal. We have a chametz mixture which takes place on Pesach. Right, chametz falls into something on Pesach. It's also a filled with mashal. Don't need tam. That's the din, right? A special din of chametz. It's also a mashal. So theoretically, one can conceivably say the same thing about basu v'cholav. Any type of combination of basu and cholav creates an issue. It's got nothing to do with tam. The Torah doesn't want them together. All the reasons we gave, right? You know, it's. You know, they keep things away from the different types of that kill iron, whatever it is. Whatever the reason will be, but bas v'cholav should be usher even without tam. If that's the chiddush, you know, the rabbi proposes, shouldn't have anything to do with tam. It should be like chametz on Pesach. Bas v'cholav should not be dependent. It should have nothing to do with tam like chametz on Pesach. Da chiddush chadish berachmona v'afilu kol dehu. I feel cold though. Even a tiny drop, the bas v'cholavu, it is bas v'cholav, right? Even a tiny drop. Just a side point. I mean, on Pesach, if you have chametz, if the mixture took place before Pesach, then chametz is bas. Just be aware of that. The chumra of chametz of a mixture of tarovis of chametz that's also mashu, if the mixture took place on Pesach, the mixture took place before Pesach, it's a story. Okay, so you can have something that's bottled before, so it'll be, it would not be also a mashu on Pesach. The question would be chose of neir. You know, sometimes they have, in general, you know, with that chometz on the, you have a OUP or whatever it is, hashgacha, let's say on milk. What do you need a kosher Passover thing on milk for? What's the concern, right? I mean, in general, you can ask why you need on water hashgacha all year long. So sometimes it's the companies that want that. The companies think, oh, Jews will tend to buy it, or more people will buy it. So I asked this, and we can act on it once. Why do they have to give? Why do they give hashgacha on things that don't need hashgacha? He said the companies want it. They want to pay extra because it's a good business move. Okay, because they figure, or they think it's a good business move. I don't know. They think that people will see it there, yeah, they'll get it. Even but Pesach, so what's the problem with milk? So the only conceivable problem with milk is sometimes eggs. Let's say the animal eats grain. The cow eats grain and now produces milk. Okay, so the chametz is in the system, so to speak. So usually we assume something called zev is there. Gorem, it's chametz. Not the only thing that it eats. But let's assume there's room for a chomer like that. Okay, so inside the milk will be a minute amount of chametz. Good, but chametz, even a minute amount, is a problem. So therefore, you want to have a milk that has hashgacha. But, truth be told, if you're buying the milk before Pesach, Nevada not a problem anyway, no? You're buying it before Pesach, so whatever chametz, it was already bottled, you know? Maybe there's a problem if you're buying chametz in the last days, you know, before the last days of Pesach, maybe this milk was made. I'm not sure what the turnover time is, the time the cow produces the milk, the time it gets to the shelf in the store. But if you buy it in the latter days of Pesach, so maybe this happened on Pesach. And ironically, by the latter days of Pesach, you can't find any kosher Pesach. By that time, you know, the stores begin displaying the kosher Pesach stuff like at Tu Bishvat, I think, you know, at least 2 months before. They already have the kosher Passover aisles, you know. But the last days of Pesach, I don't think it's so easy to get stuff with the, because it's sold out already, or they get rid of it. So it's fakir. But anyway, be that as it may, the proposal here, says Rashi, that the boy, one could conceivably argue that Boss of Chol Galim do with Tom. Why should we do with Tom? It should be like comments on Pesach. Any type of mixer should be also. That's the Chiddush. Elosh Mamino, says Abaye, right? Rashi, in the words of Abaye. Elosh Mamino, the Lav Chidusha. Okay, no, it's not such a Chiddush in that regard. The Hachi Kapid Rachmana. Okay, that the Torah is insistent that the issue is Tom, right? That the issue is Tom, all right? Shema min olav kedusha, right? They mentioned Zerua B'Sheila, right? Zerua B'Sheila, just for those who are not familiar, Zerua B'Sheila is the makor for, how do we know Shishim? What's the magic of Shishim? Right? Why is flavor? We assume that once the ratio of heter to iser is 60-1, so there's no nesinas tam. What's magic about 60? Right? And we discussed already that the kachal is 59, but where did you get the 60 from in the first place? Why is shishin the number? So that's learned out from the Zeruah B'Sheila. Zeruah B'Sheila is from the Torah tells us the nazir back in Parshas Nos. So the nazir has to bring an ale nazir, a certain type of ram. Okay, it's a type of animal. Okay, so the zroa of this is given. It's a shlomen. It's a shlomen. It's a korban shlomen that the nazir at the end of his period of nazirus has to bring the el nazir. So it's a korban shlomen. So usually the korban shlomen goes to the baal, right? But the zroa in this particular case is given to the kohen. The zroa of the zroa of this el nazir is given to the kohen. Okay, now the language of the Torah, the rest goes to the Bible. The Rosh himself. But the Torah calls it, I don't hear Balkar, what is the same part? But Nazato la Kohen is a Zroa B'Sheila ben Ayel, I think is the language of the Torah, Parshas Noso. So it calls it Zroa B'Sheila, which implies the what? That it was cooked, B'Sheila, it was cooked together with the rest of the meat from the El Nozer. But the rest of the meat is Mutter. For the Baal, for the Nazir, and for the Kohen, but the Zroah is also for the Baal. It's a Zor, right? The Zroah is also to the Baal. So how could it be cooked together? Right? How could it be cooked together? It won't impart flavor, and therefore it should be also to a non-Kohen to eat the rest of it. Yet the Torah says that the rest of the meat is eaten by the Baalim, right? And then the Zroah, B'Sheila, is given to the Kohen, right? So why does it ask for the rest? The answer is because the Zroah, they figured out, the Zroah is Shishim. this raw is 1 in 60 to the rest of the meat. So Mela, that's how we know that 60 is not that you have that ratio. It's not no sin tam. So that's important to know just in general in the story of the Zerah B'Sheila. But in any of that, the Rashi alludes to over here. You learn from Zerah B'Sheila the mystery called Kama Deleka Taima. So Abaye's argument is that we see that Tom does play a role. Okay, Tom does play a role. Because clearly, Basar B'Chalav is not that much. Yes, what's Abaye saying? Yes, there are ways in which Basar B'Chalav is different than Shaar Yisurim. Okay, but it's not, with regards to Tom, that's not one of the differences. Okay, and Abaye is not arguing that there are no differences between Basar B'Chalav and Shaar Yisurim. Obviously, there are differences between Basar B'Chalav and Shaar Yisurim. But one of the differences is not with regards to Tom. Okay, with regards to Tom, Basar B'Chalav also, the issue is transience of flavor. Memela, if Tom Kiker by Basar B'Chalav, Abaye feels comfortable saying that Basar B'Chalav should be the paradigm for a Shaar Yisurim as well. Because with regards to Basar B'Chalav, Tom is a central factor. All right, we don't say just because the Chiddush, now it's, like comments on Pesach, Lasso and Mashu. We don't say that about Basar B'Chalav. We still do factor in Tom. So Mamele, he says we can compare that to Shaar Yisurim. Now that was a biased time. Okay? So the Rava Antum, Rava, no, but Derek Bishol Asur Torah. But Rava says no. The issue, Rava says, look at Rashi again, Amalei Rava, Le'olam Eimelecha Chiddush, no, Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. It is too far removed from Shaar Yisurim to serve as a paradigm. Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. Again, as I'm saying, everybody agrees that Basar B'Chalav is different. But Abaye's taina is that when it comes to Tom, Basar B'Chalav is not really different than Shaar Yisurim. It's the same issue. The issue is flavor. So therefore, if Tom Kiker by Basar B'Chalav, it'll be by Shaar Yisurim also. D'oraisa. And Rava answers, no. Amalei Rava, derech Bishul Asur Torah. Rava says, look at the last Rashi in 2. Amalei Rava, la'olam eimelecha chiddushu. No, it is a chiddush. And you can't learn, it can't be a paradigm for other shu'ar. Udakamrid afagav the leka time elitza. Your argument, Abaye, was if Tom wouldn't have mattered, then it should be usher completely without any flavor at all, even usher mashallah comments, right? That was Abaye's taina, that was Abaye's proof that with regards to Tom, Basar B'Chalav is not really different than Shaar Yisurim. Tom does play a role, okay? He said, that's leka lemigmer mizra b'sheila. That's not for the same, it's not, you can't learn that out the same way. The answer is, as we discussed already, Bishul by definition is Nesinas Tam. It's not Nesinas Tam because it's like we said back when, right? That it's not the, like we said about Bittul. It's not that the Basar B'Chalav this Bittul Hashishim like by Shaar Yisurim. Basar B'Chalav, because that was Tosas, right? Tosas says that the banter, okay, Tosas says the rule that two things which are mutter independently, so there's no bittul. So yes, like by Kalayim, right? We got one thread of shatnez, one thread of wool that get linen get mixed up in a wool suit. So Tosas asks, what happened to Tosas neither? Yes, what happened to bittul baro? And the answer is because by Hetabat there's no bittul. So the obvious question, what about Basar B'Chalav? So we explain, and really Rashi says it over here. Okay, we didn't see this Rashi then. But Rashi says it over here, it doesn't become Basar B'Chalav in the first place. Basar B'Chalav needs flavor. Okay, why? Because that's what it means, derech bishul asur Torah. Okay, bishul by definition is nesinas tam. But it can't be a paradigm for other things, because the only reason tam plays a role is because derech bishul asur Torah. But by other Shaar Yisurim, it's not only derech bishul, right? So there, the issue is, does it give off tam? It's not necessarily learned from or whatever the other source would be. It's not necessarily learned one from the other. Anyway, that's the sugya in Chulin on Kuf Chesed and Aleph. It's important to know that there's a few, I printed this here because there are a few important yesodos that emerge. We've discussed them, and now you see them in one place in this Rashi's here, based on that sugya. But what comes out is that Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Okay? Derech Bishul Asra Torah means, by definition, Nesinas Tam. That's what it means. The Derek Mishul means it's Nesinas Tam, but not for the same reason as by Shaar Yisurim. Therefore, Tam of Malam Mashal is an issue by Basar B'Chalav, but not necessarily by Shaar Yisurim. Shaar Yisurim will have different sets of rules. Okay? So, but for our purposes, the issue now is Bishul. So now we need to look at is, so what is meant actually by bishul? Okay, again, cooking through what? What types of cooking? What about frying? What about baking? What about boiling? Other types of, roasting. And was that going to be the same thing? That's really what we want to look at. I just printed, I didn't print the whole thing by mistake, because in the Bar Ilan is a period where there isn't, in my edition, the Chiddush HaRim on Chulin. On that, the Chiddush HaRim was the Yitzchak Meir of Ger, the first Ger Rebbe, was the Chiddush HaRim. Talmud of the Kotzkes, the grandfather of the Sfasemis. So the Chiddush HaRim, in addition to being, quote-unquote, Hasidic master, also we have the Sfarim, I have it on, Chiddush HaRim al Shas. Okay, the Ger is all Talmud of Chacham, so the addition to whatever else. So the Chiddush HaRim, and this piece just continues, he asks, how could you even there seemed to be a Havamina, the Tom Kiker should be a paradigm for Shari Sur, right? That was the Havamina, okay? But again, how can it be a Havamina? The whole thing is not Tom Kiker. The whole thing is not because of Tom Kiker. The whole thing is because it's, what was the Havamina basically is? The answer of Rava was so obvious, okay? So the question is what was the Havamina, okay? So he says, in effect, that's why I looked up and he showed me the Bar Ilan, and said, the Chiddush HaRim is in the Bar Ilan. If you don't have it handy yourself, you can look it up. So I looked it up this morning. That's when I realized it was in a piece that I didn't copy the whole piece. So he says, the Havamina was because, again, the Havamina was it still that would still need to even to say that there has to be transference of flavor, but I could have argued that there's transference of flavor only when you have the basar and chalav mamish, then there's transference of flavor. Okay, but the fact is that even if the one is, we're worried about a pot too, a flesh pot, when there's no flesh in it, there's transference of flavor there also. So in other words, even without basar chalav mamish is only tam basar. Okay, so therefore, Chiddush HaRim's kasha was, what was the Havamina to say that the Tom Kiker is the issue by basar chalav? It's not really the same, like we said, like Rava's answer, right? Or Rashi's point, like the answer. It's not the same thing. It's not the same as tam in that sense. It's the same as tam as transcendence of flavor. And it's not, defining basar chalav as a combination of the flavors. That's what defines the Isser, right? So he asks, what's the Havamina to say? It's obviously not the same by Shari Sur. He says, no, because it is, because the mere fact that it works, quote unquote, that transcendent flavor works even when the mamushas is not there, even when the bus is not there, it's just a fleshing a pot, okay, or a fleshing a fork or whatever, there's no mamushas on. The mere fact that that works shows that it is, a tom kicker, that it is a din, it's transcendent flavor, yes, but it's through the ikar is tam. In other words, it's tam below mamosho, right? So once you say it by basar chalav, perhaps you could say it by shari sur. In other words, I would have argued that maybe tam below that tam transcends the flavor could have been only by basar chalav when you add the actual basar and the actual chalav. Okay, then you're creating a chertz of basar chalav. But since you can create a chertz of basar chalav even through tam, so that's why it could serve as a general lesson by Tom of Alon Mash. That's who's wrong. Okay, it's really a side point. This still was interesting, this formulation. You know what I'm saying? Take a look at it. If you have a moment, so go scroll to the it's a paragraph after the one I printed. It's in there. My edition at home is one long paragraph, so I apologize for not properly copying it. Okay, again, it's not an earth-shattering issue. It's an interesting approach. Okay. But anyway, the question is, what is meant by Bishul? So in source number 4, we saw the Ksav HaKabbal already, right? That's the important, I think, important Ksav HaKabbal Mishpatim and Shmos Parakav Gimel Pasuk Yutaz. Okay? Well, he speaks about three different types of use of the word Bishul in the Torah. Okay? So he says the three things. He says, V'nir Eli, in the second line, Ki Bishorish Beis Shin Lamed, Nichlu Gimel Haras Echad Bechor Priya Atua, right? The ripening of fruit is called Bishul, like if Shulav Shkosel. Another one is Bishul Hamachal B'Mayim B'Kedera Eitzah. His kochen is cooking, right? You have a pot of water. You cook through water. You cook up broccoli or whatever it is, the vegetables through water. Kamo Vashem Ushav B'Mayim. And a Gimel Tzli Eitzel Eish. Latin in Yiddish, okay? Tzli Eitzel Eish. Okay, and the bottom line is that it means getting something not edible in the present sense to be edible. So that's ripening fruit when it's raw, not raw, when it's unripe, you can't eat it. Okay, a human being doesn't eat it. When it's unripe, when it's raw and not cooked to water, or when it's raw and not roasted. This understanding of the Ksava Kabbalah presents what we might call a broader definition of bishul. Okay? I think about it for a second. In English, we say cooking. When you say I'm cooking, you don't necessarily mean as opposed to roasting or as opposed to frying. I'm cooking breakfast. You make a fried egg, okay? But as we use the word cooking in English also to be a general term. No, I'm busy cooking. So it doesn't mean I'm not baking, I'm not frying, I'm not roasting. I'm only cooking through water. We use it as a catch-all phrase, right? So one, that's the question. By Basu Cholov, Doraisa, do we mean, does Bishul, Derek Bishul, also Torah? Fine. We just had a whole explanation. Derek Bishul transfers the flavor, but flavor can be transferred many different ways through heat. What does it mean? You follow? So, and the Ksava Kabbalah, again, just in terms of the Hebrew grammar, that's what he's talking about, is saying that the Shoresh, Beis Shin Lamed, means making something edible. He does not distinguish it. Sometimes it's with water, or sometimes directly on a fire. Roast is directly on a fire, and a grill is like, there's no medium of water, right? You grill meat on the water, as opposed to you make you cook something in water. So both would seem to be, at least as the Torah used it, under Beis Shin Lamed. But that's really the question, what does it mean here? So again, I'm talking about Bishul with Erekla. Everyone with me? This is easy, right? So there is a pasuk in the Chumash, which we saw earlier, by Korban Pesach. In Parshas Bo, Source 5, Shmos, Parakid, Beis, Pasuk Tes, tells us, Al tochlu imenu no. You cannot eat, no here doesn't mean please, it means raw. Okay, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach raw. You can't eat the meat raw. Okay? Or, uvashel mevushal b'mayim. You can't eat it if you cook the meat, like a pot roast or something like that, you cook it in water. Okay? That not either. Ki im tzli eish. It has to be al eish. I've got to be directly over the fire. That's the Arosh al-Krov al-Kirba, the way it's hung there. Okay, fine. Now, the question is, what does this tell us about Bishul in the Torah? On the one hand, you could say that this is telling us, the Torah is defining. What does Ubashal Mabushal mean? Bamayim. Could we get the Torah is telling us, that's the definition of this word, that Dafka means Bamayim. And therefore, when it comes to Bas V'Cholov, if you prepare food, Bas v'cholov without mayim, there'll still be asr darbana, may not be this or the raisa. Because maybe lo sivashal means, like here, lo sivashal means mami, ki im tzli, the Torah here distinguishes between bashal mabushal and tzliyesh. Okay, so maybe we say by bas v'cholov too. What was that? I guess so. Alright, but but on the other hand, you could argue that no. The Torah specifies here, it's telling you, here you can't use mayim. In fact, you could argue, that's why the Torah uses the word mayim here. Why does it say, well, it just say, boshel mabushel. Al tochel in a na, u boshel mabushel. And we know, boshel mabushel means mayim. Why does Torah say mayim? Because maybe usually, bishel means what? You without water. So, there's not really any raya necessarily from this pasuk, one way or the other. You could read the pasuk either way. You take a look in the Mechilta, the main Mechilta, Mechilta Bishmuel, there in Parshat Bo, it's called Mesechta Epistle Parshat Bo. Okay? So first he talks about, what about other liquids? What about, it's not mayim? What if it's other, you cook it in, wine or something like that, people cook things in wine. So, Uvashim Shemayim, Eilel Amayim, Sharkom Shemayim, Hayar Bishmuel, Omer, Abakamar Kavachomer. We mayim, Shenim, Figin, Tamar, Yisun, Bishul, Shar, Mashkin, it takes away the flavor, whatever. Again, it's not my, not our issue now. I'm more interested in the last three or four lines. Uboshel, look what it says here. Ein, Ella Tzli. Usually, Beish and Lamed includes Tzli. Tzli again means roasted on the open fire. Directly, you know, on the fire without any water. Usually when you cook something in water, so you cook it in, what does the cooking basically? The water, right? The water gets so hot, so it cooks the item. Right? It's not the fire that's cooking so much as the water. Hashem came, Tzli means, you know, you have a slab of meat, you put it on the grill. Okay? You put it directly on the fire. You have your broiler in the bottom of the oven, it's directly cooked by the fire. That's Tzli. So it says here, Ein Bishul El Tzli, Shenem Ar Bishalta Bachalta, Omer Bivashas Ar Pesach Ba'esh Mishpat. It mentions two psukim, which we'll have to see. Okay? And so according to the Mechilta, Bishul, as a general rule, includes Tzli. Okay, so that's the second way. What about this pasuk? This pasuk is telling you, it says b'mayim, you can't eat it, you can't eat bishul, rather tzli, only tzli. So, and he says, b'kana rei shomer, ha'noda minim bishul also b'tzli. When a guy takes a neder, okay, the neder is, I'm not going to eat any cooked food. And a neder, a person can take any crazy neder he wants. So the person takes a neder, I mean, it has to be something that's, doable. So when I take a neder, I'm on a diet, I'm not going to eat only, what's the diet they go on? Carb diet, keto diet, whatever diet you can go on. I'm not going to eat cooked food. Okay? Not going to eat cooked food. So can he eat roasted? Can he have a lamb chop? It was roasted. So Chilta here quotes, Omer B'Yoshia, Mikana B'Yoshia Omer, I know the B'Yoshia, also B'Tzli. Okay? Also B'Tzli. Tzli is included. So according to this approach, Bishul includes Tzli. Okay? Here, it can't be reminded. Fine, but as a general rule, Bishul includes Tzli. What are the psukim which the Mechilta quotes? So one is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Very end of Parshas Re'eh. It's from the laning, called Kol HaBachor. Right? It's the laning, the last day. All the extra days, Chutz La'aretz, we have this laning. The Hainu, the last day of Pesach, eighth day of Pesach, the second day of Shuas, and Shmi Atzeres. So we'll start with laning, you know, Bereshit, Evzos HaBrach and Bereshit. Shemitz Yisrael, they do that on Shmi Atzeres. Right, because it only is there. Shmi Atzeres slash Simchas Torah is one day, so we have the luxury to split into 2 days. It's always a strange. I don't know. If some of you are you not so Shmi Atzeres? A strange day. Well, he said Geshem, and see Yizkor, and Simchas Torah all wrapped in one. It's in America we have outside of itself, so you can have the luxury of dividing into 2 different days. It makes life a little easier. Especially if it comes out on Shabbos, and they also read Kohelet, it's a bomb in its own right. So like, imagine it's a long davening, right? Anyway, so, but be that as it may, the pasuk there in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tzayin, Pasuk Tzayin, says, regarding Korban Pesach, Uvishalta v'achalta mok mashim chashol kecha bof, anisim mok v'alach v'alecha. Uvishalta v'achalta mok the Korban Pesach. You were mevashal the Korban Pesach. What do you mean? Says Rashi, "Ubishalta zehu tzliyesh." Here, bishul means what? We know from Parshas Bo, the Korban Pesach must be roasted. It can't without the pasuk in Source 5. It can't be cooked. It's going to be in water. Pasuk says explicitly not so. So, what does it mean in this? And yet, here in Parshas Re, it says "Ubishalta vechalta." Talking the Korban Pesach, what do you mean "Ubishalta"? It's water. Rashi says, "No, Ubishalta means tzli, tzliyesh." Shaf who? Korban Bishul. Don't get excited, says Rashi. The word Bishul is a broader term. It's like in English. Like I said, we say cooked. Here it means must be roasted, as we know from Parshas Bo. So what does it show? Again, that Bishul includes Tzli. Okay? And the other thing he quotes, the Mechilta quotes, is a pasuk in Dibrei Hayom and Beis. Okay? Dibrei Hayom and Beis, Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, we would not necessarily have known that pasuk, but the Mechilta sends us there. So talking about again, the term Bishul. I've never mentioned to you once that some people have a minute on Erev Pesach to read to read what's called the Seder Korban Pesach. I mentioned to you, the Seder Korban Pesach. I do it myself. I'm trying to save some time. I thought it's a nice warm up for Pesach if you're not needed in the house to do any last minute preparations. But so everything's set. So usually late in the day, on Erev Pesach, I sit down and read through. First of all, so one Seder, the Korban Pesach, collects all the psukim in Tanakh where the Korban Pesach is referenced. Starting with the Torah, going all the way through to the end of the Divrei Yom. So I forgot how many, the whole bunch. And this pasuk is mentioned by Vashua Pesach by Ish Kamishpat by Kodshim Bishul Basiros by Dudom by Tzalachos by Ritzel Chomer Elam. Right? They cooked other things, whatever they did. But what's by Vashua Pesach Kamishpat? Says Rashi there in Dibra Yom and Perak Lamed Hei Pesach and Gimel Dibra Yom and Beis. It's Tzliyesh. So again, what do you see? Bishul means Tzli. Which is what the Mechilta says. Okay. The only monkey. So good. So that shows us that that Bishul is, means Tzli also. That's what it looks like. Now, the only little monkey wrench is that the Radak, the Radak in Dibra Yom and Beis, Perak Lamed Hei, not possible. As you do by Vashvas on Pesach. Says, "Lo matzano b'makom acher l'shem bishul tzli." We don't find. Usually bishul doesn't mean tzli. Sounds like he's saying this is the one and only exception. This pasuk here in Devarim is the one and only exception. Not the way the Mechilta says it, okay, or implies. The Mechilta implies that bishul means tzli as havar raya, the pasuk in Parshrei and the pasuk in Devarim. Yeah, but the pasuk in Dibra Yomim, the Radak says, it's not a paradigm. It's not, no, there's the one exception. It means lo matzon makom acher. We don't find it anywhere else. Usually, that would mean that by Bas v'cholov would not include tzli, right? Because he's saying over here that it means tzli. So the obvious question of Radak is what? What about the pasuk in Rei? What about Rei? So. You can ask also another question. Isn't it strange that the Mechilta, usually have a pasuk in the Torah, that's usually good enough. We have to have, like the Gemara sometimes says, my v'omer, right? The Gemara sometimes they quote two psukim, it says this, v'omer that. The Gemara says, my v'omer, we didn't have a pasuk, what's wrong with the first pasuk? Especially here, you have a pasuk in the Torah, right? The parashat of eight, so we need to bring some less well-known pasuk, I mean, to us, I mean, less well-known pasuk, Dibra Yom Beis, to prove the same point. It says the Chumash, Torah, is number one. So Torah trumps everything. Like once you have a pasuk, that's it. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin, the Gemara says that there's a pasuk. The pasuk says something, and an Eretz Yehuda, right? They're defining certain words that means Kiddushin, it means betrothal. The Gemara has the Yehuda va'od lekra. The Gemara says the pasuk means this va'od. And furthermore, in Eretz Yehuda, in the territory of Yehuda, they use this in this word. The Gemara says the Yehuda va'od lekra. You have to bring a minigo with people saying Eretz Yehuda as a support for pasuk. Have a pasuk that wins. That's everything, right? Yehuda, the quote. So that's what we wonder about over here. So we don't have it on the paper. I wish I would put it in the Bar Ilan, but on the Mechilta of Yishmael, you have a commentary from the Netziv called the Birkas HaNetziv. Netziv wrote on all of the Medrash Halachas. Okay, the most famous one is probably the Emek HaNetziv on the Sifrei. That's a three volume. The Birkas and the Tziv is less, and there's one on Vayikra, which is even less one on. Okay, but it's there. The Tziv was the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin Yeshiva, right? For the last 40 or so years that the Volozhin Yeshiva was in operation. Okay? And it's interesting because the Tziv was a prolific writer. Prolific writer. I was trying to figure out, maybe someone can correct me. He's one of the only people I could think of, other than the Ramban, who has a line by line pasuk by pasuk commentary on the Torah, as well as a commentary on the Gemara, right? That as well as Shas and Chuvas. Plus, he wrote on the Shiltas. He wrote a lot of stuff. But is anyone else who we have a line with just the first two line by line? I'm pasuk by pasuk. A lot of people have stuff on Torah, but it's more thematic. I'm talking about someone in the line, pasuk by pasuk. Commentary on the Torah and a line by line commentary on the Gemara. The Rashbam, we don't have Rashbam in the whole Gemara.
Right.
Rashbam at some 60 finished up with Rashi. But I'm just saying that extensive. It's Rabbeinu Chananel. Do we have on the whole Torah? We may be lost. We have Rabbeinu Nisim, we have the Ran on the Torah, we have the Ran on certain Masechta, we have the Ran on every Masechta either. I'm just saying, think about it, it's interesting. A lot of other people, whom we have, Kiddush on the Gemara, usually someone wrote Kiddush on the Gemara, so he wasn't writing so much on the Torah. The Malmud would say, on the Torah, we don't have Kiddush, and there is something, but not a whole lot. So I'm just saying, interesting point is about the Nisim. Okay? So that, and plus, besides that, he also wrote, you know, a parish on the Shiltas, which is certainly unique, and on the on these halachas. Anyway, Nitziv was a prolific writer. So he has, and there's a brief Nitziv over here. He says that he also mentions, by the way, like the Ksava Kabbalah, that Bishul means to make something edible. It's the same yisod. Okay, so he says, I'll answer both of our questions. The pasuk in Re'eh, some darshan, when it says ubishalta, that it wasn't talking about the carbon Pesach, okay, but rather about another carbon that was brought with the carbon Pesach. I don't know what I'm referring to. The Chagigas Yodala, the so-called Chagigas Arbosar. Not mentioned Chumash. The Yom Tovim, you have to bring besides whatever Muslim song for the Yom Tovim, you bring what's called the Korban Chagiga. Korban Chagiga. There was also on Erev Pesach, it's not mentioned explicitly in the Chumash, but on Erev Pesach, together with the Korban Pesach, was brought was called the Chagigas Arbosar. Chagigas Yodala. Independent of the Chagiga that's brought on Pesach on the Yom Tov proper. Okay, like all the songs should go. But on Erev Pesach, there was a Korban Chagiga called the Chagigas Yodal. Okay, there, that didn't have to be necessarily roasted. That's what we're learning right now. That didn't have to be roasted. Okay, so that's what this post is referring to. Bishalto is referring to the Chagigas Yodal, according to some. And the Chagigas Yodal, that's a whole discussion. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about the Chagigas Yodal. Maybe the Chagigas Yodal did have to roast them. According to one, for this view, didn't have to roast it. So when it says Rishalto, it was talking about the Chagigas Yodal. Okay? The Mechilta was aware of that. And that's why they brought the other Pasuk. In other words, the Mechilta wanted to show that Bishul means sleep. They didn't want to just quote the Pasuk from Re'eh. Okay? They didn't want to just quote that Pasuk because you could darshan that Pasuk as referring to the Chagigas Yodal. In which case, it doesn't have to be sleep. In which case, you could learn. Therefore, quote the other Pasuk. Where it says, by Vashu HaPesach. Right, the pasuk Dibei Yom, you can't say it's talking about Chagigas Yodal. It says Pesach. It says Korban Pesach Mefurish. That has to be right. So that's maybe why. And that also answers the question in terms of Radak. Lo Motzon of Makom Acher. Yeah, there. What about the pasuk in Re'eh? No, the pasuk in Re'eh Yom is talking about the Chagigas Yodal. Chagigas Yodal. That meat from the Chagigas Yodal was the meat that they ate for the main meal at the Seder. It was on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. They brought the Chagigas Yodal. And no one's arguing, everyone agrees they brought the Chagigas. The question is that's what Paul was talking about over there in Re'eh. Everyone agrees there's a Chagigas Yodal, which is the main course, because as you remember, Korban Pesach had been eaten a la Sova. Remember, the Korban Pesach was the last thing that was eaten. Like the meat, and the Kazayas, the Korban Pesach meat, was not the main course in the place of Seder, in the days of Beis HaMikdash. It was the dessert. So, as a matter of fact, according to some Mishnayim, our Afikomen is Zeichel HaPesach. But some Mishnayim write, the reason we eat Afikomen at the end, the dessert, right, that's what everybody loves best, right? The afikoman. And everyone's just delighted to have another piece of matzah at that juncture. You know what I mean? It's just a plan in advance, because otherwise it'll be too full from the meal. And I don't know anybody who, when they come to the afikoman, says, oh good, not going to have another piece of matzah. Okay, so but according to some, Mishonim, that's the Iker Kima Matzah. The afikoman should not be belittled. Okay, according to some Mishonim, that's the Iker Kima Matzah. But according to other Mishonim, that's not. According to other Mishonim, it's a Zecher, the Korban Pesach, which was eaten ala sova, so the Mela, we can't eat the Korban Pesach ala sova anymore, we take the next best mitzvah tonight, the next and most important is the matzah, so we eat that at the end. So you say, ta matzah to feed, but don't eat anything afterwards, right? Eim after nachar Pesach abikom. Just in the old days, they ate after nachar Pesach abikom. That was the time that was left in the flavor that was left in your mouth. But anyway, be that as it may, so the Chagigas Yudala, so what do you eat for the supper? You only had a little Korban Pesach. Had several families got together. The Korban Pesach, I don't remember, is a young animal. It's not so old. So not that much meat on it, not that big. So everyone gets a kazayas of Korban Pesach. So what was the main course? What filled you? Right? That was the Korban, the Chagigas Yodal. That Korban was a big animal, Chagigas Yodal. Okay, anyway, some say, by the way, that that's why we have the Beitza on the Seder plate. Right? Why don't we have a Zro and a Beitza? The Mishnah just says Shnei Tavshilin, right? Shnei Tavshilin. But the Echad Zech LePesach, Echad Zech Chagigah. How an egg reminds you of Chagigah is a different problem. The Mishnah never mentions what the Tavshilin are. The Gemara discusses that. I don't think anyone in the Gemara says egg. But the Gemara says two pieces of meat. Okay, it makes a lot of sense if it corresponds to the Korban. How does the egg get in the mix? It's for another time. But be that as it may, there was this thing called the Chagigas Yodalit, And according to the sun, that's what the pasuk in Ray is referring to, assuming that can be cooked, and therefore you don't have a raya from there, but Tzli, and that's why you quote the raya from Divrei on the base. Anyway, what emerges in all of this is that at least in other places, Bishul can include perhaps Tzli as well. Unless you learn the Radak, no, that was a unique din of the Korban Pesach, that one pasuk would mean that, and elsewhere it doesn't mean that. So now let's move over to Bas V'Cholov. Okay? So in our Siman Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Kosu B'Torah Lo Sosu Gil Chalei Bimo, Gimel Pom, Echlis Abishu, Echlis Echil, Echlis Ano, V'Hotzi Echil Boshun Bishu, Lomar She'ein Osu Min HaTorah Derech Bishu, V'Dabonon Osu B'Chol Inyin, okay, V'Dabonon, everything is Osu, and Kol Bas V'Chol She'ein Osu Min HaTorah, Mutu B'Hano, right? Again, we've seen this number of times. That's the first Sif. Okay, so what does it mean, Eino Osu Min HaTorah El Derech Bishu? What does it mean now? Okay, what about Tzli? What about other things? Right? That's our issue here. So the Shach, in Sifkot Nalach, the very first Shach, 13, says, She'eino osim etarel derech bishul, kloma avaloa de kovu shumalicha, she'eino derech bishul. Okay? Not to kovush or malicha, which is a form of preparing, but it's not called derech bishul. Okay? What is kovush and malicha? Kovush means soaked. Okay? And kavush means there can be a bliya, but it's through cold. A bliya through cold. Maliach is when you pickle, you salt something. Like you soak, you put something in, so it's just sit in the, what do they call it, brine, or they sit in the, you know, in the mixture. Okay? So, why would you think that could be called bishul? The shach has to come and tell us, the cotton olive. Kavush and Malicha are not forms of Bishul for Basar Chalav on a Daraisa level. Why did I tell it? Why would you think they are? And the answer is because there's a Gemara at Tzadi Zion Beis 14, more in the end of the previous, you know, before Chalav, the end of Perak Gidon Oshin. Gemara says, Domar Shmuel, Maliach Hareo Kroseach, and Kavush Hareo Kamushal. When something is Maliach and sits in this salty or pickled stuff, solution, and that's like Rosef. That's like it's hot. Rosef means hot. So something is sitting in this mixture, it's hot. It's true, flavor is drawn out. Right? That's what you do. You want it to sit in this, you know, the piece of meat should sit in this mixture, okay, of stuff. That's what people make pickled, whatever, corned beef or whatever. I don't know, chefs here. You know, but they'll sit in the solution for a while, right? So that's Maliach, Harek Rosef, and Kavush, Harek Mavushal. That's the Gemara says. So Amela, now again, for the Rashi writes, look in there, Chulot Tzadi Zayin Beis 15, Kavush B'chometz V'tavlin. Okay, the Kavush and Isum Hetu Yachad. Rashi says Kavush is in vinegar or some spicy solution. Not exactly the same as Maliach, but similar. But not everyone agrees with that. In fact, we assume not. Rashi sounds like it's not just soaking in water, a simple solution. It's got to be chometz and tavlin, but the Rosh, I didn't print it, but it's not our sugya, not so much, but the Rosh, I should have printed it, I guess. The Rosh there disagrees. The Rosh says, no, it doesn't have to be in chometz. Rashi seems like that, but most disagree. Okay, so it doesn't have to be necessarily in chometz. Yeah, so, good. But that's a given. So that's a halacha. So, for example, the Rambam in Helchos Machalos Asuras Perek Tes Halach Yuches says, Maliach, what does Maliach mean? She'eino nechal machmas molchol. Where it's so salty, you can't eat it. You're soaking the food in it. You couldn't, if you tasted that solution, it would be sour. I don't know what it would be. It would be, I guess, too salty. You can't eat it. It's so much salt that it's eino nechal machmas molchol. Then, harei kerseach. But v'nechal kamoshu boa kutach ena kurosek. Kutach was some sort of a dish that was salty but edible. People eat, you know, it's like some type of a sandwich or some type of a food, okay, where it had salt, okay, it had salt in it, but it was not so salty, okay? That defines rosek. The Ravid, I don't go into this, but I hope this one, the Ravid discusses, he says, Omar Ron lo kiven yafe. Okay, But she said the Rambam is borrowing this from someplace else. But okay, it shouldn't be eaten with other things. But anyway, that's the idea. We don't have to. And the Meister Shulchan passing the Rambam, the Amoros Nargi. Look in Yoredeis and Kuf A, see if test 17. Meliach she'eno nefa machmos molcho dino karosech umaflit. It expels, you know, the food that's in it, the meat, or whatever, will give off. We maflit. Maflit's the opposite of bolea. Okay, it'll expel less or kadei klipa. The aser, whatever's there, kadei klipa. Kadei klipa means the outer layer. So therefore, maliach, kiroseach. Okay, maliach is like we're saying, it's like two hot things that touch each other. Roseach means not that it's cooked in a pot, but I have a hot piece of meat. And a hot piece of, let's take it in the a hot piece of nevela, a hot piece of chazer, and a hot fresh, when they touch, you know, they weren't cooked together, they touch, the aser kede klipa. Right? The klipa means the outer shell or the outer layer. Klipa is a peel. Okay? So it means the outer layer, the outermost layer. So maliach has the same din. Maliach has the same din as roseach. That an aser kede klipa, even though there was no heat, it's ice cold. Okay? But if a piece of chazer is in, it touches something else, and it's in the solution. So it's going to be mufflet. It's iser into the whatever it touches. Okay? So that's that. The Rambam in Hilchos Machosos, Parak Tes Vav, Alach Olam and Dalad later, right? Amsar Nevela. Meliach. Shehnivla in Besal Shchuta, Arei Zeh Nesar. Nishetamtis Anavela Nivla is Begufa Bas Shchuta. V'yev Shalom and Kano Al Atam Al Ashir. Right, whether it's the fish has brine and meat or gravy, whatever it is, okay. So in any event, the Rambam there is telling us that Bas and Avela, which is mixed with Bas and Shchuta, that's Asir because it's, you know, it gets absorbed. And that's how Shomar passes also. It's in Kufay Sifala. Isur, Shenishra im Hetem Eisleis Bitzonen, Mikro Kavosh. What's from the Shomar? So that makes it clear. Isur, Shenishra im Hetem Eisleis Bitzonen, even if it's cold, Tzonen is cold, Mikro Kavosh. Maharei Kavosh, Vanessar Kulo. Avapochas mikan, if it's less, then in less than 24 hours, base lays, okay, bahadochas sagi, you just have to wash it off. So if some meat in your fridge fell into a bowl of milk, so then you can, if you see it right away, you can just wash it off, and you know, wash, take the piece of meat out, and wash it off, okay, bahadochas sagi, okay. Then there are some, but if they're longer, then it becomes usher. It's like mevusha. It's like it was cooked together. Ramo ayat hagav v'chol makom darmin kavsh mevusha. I feel a mashi chutz a kvisha usher. The kvisha lamata v'peil amala. That's a different question. Kavsh mevusha. What if the whole piece of meat isn't out? The top of the meat is sticking out of the milk, or whatever. The top of the usher meat is out of the milk. You know, there's a piece of meat in, but the liquid only goes up to here. Now again, we're going to talk about that at length. We assume it's by the same as by bishul. In a pot, sometimes also something sticks out of the top. Right, that piece isn't completely submerged in the water. It may stick out of the top a little bit. So nevertheless, it's mifapea. It spreads. Okay? And he says, V'yesh makil mash makhut. We'll talk about it another time. But sofek kavosh also. Okay, anyway. And by basu chalav, we're makil d'minat Torah en asur rak b'bishul mamash. V'yemu kavosh, this is all darbonim. V'yemu kavosh b'tok tzira, b'tok chomitz, and so on. All right, now, bottom line is, kavush, there's such a thing as called kavush kimavushal, okay, and therefore the question is how literally or how far do we take this comparison? All right, now, so far what we seem to be saying is, based on our shach, that kavush kimavushal, it's true, meliach yoseach, it's true, but that is not called bishul for basu chalav purposes on a doraisa level. On a doraisa level. Okay? I mean, now, if you'd ask me, I would have said by myself, kavosh kimavushal, that chaf. Kim, what does a chaf mean? It's a kaf hadimion. It's called a kaf hadimion. Dimion is a comparison. You could argue it's the same. Kavush Kimamushal. I mean, it's in general interesting chakira. Okay, when you have the Chaf Hadimyon, how literally, how far do we take it, right? Shomeya Ke'ona, right? It's mamish like you spoke, or no, you yotze the same way you yotze as if you spoke, right? And that's a sort of classic, Mishusha type chakira. You think about Hadas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. So it's mamish the same, but you know, you can think of others, other things, huh? Gebor Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Obviously, that's a comparison only. Anyway, one of the Maskilim, you know, made a comment. You know, he said, I did both, and it's not the same. No. But anyway, I'm making fun of it anymore. But anyway, but a lot of things in Halacha, you know, again, I'm drawing a blank, that's what we call it, those both in. You know, Kavush Mavush, all these types of cases. So the question is how literally, Shulchus Adam Kimoso, right? Mamish, like you did it, or Yotze, or it creates an effect as if you did it, you know. So in all these cases, you can wonder what that means. So, offhand, I could argue that Kavush Mavush means Mamish like Mavush, but we're seeing that it's not the case. Even though we pass in Kavush Mavush on the first half, nonetheless, the Shach tells us, where did the Shach get that from? You know, who said the Shach is right? Well, where to get them? So Lachora, he got it from that Gemara in source 20, the Gemara Pesachim, we saw it a few times, Mem Dalma Beis, right? Rabbanan goes to Chalav Gamina, right? You can't learn Bas from Bas V'Chalav, right? In terms of the same thing, in terms of Sharisum, the Chiddushu, or my Chiddush, what's the big Chiddush? What's called Ilema, the Hailechud, the Hailechud, the Shari, the Hadad, the Hadad, the Aser. If you tell me the whole Chiddush of Bas V'Chalav is, we've said a few times that what? It's only individually they're Mutter, they're only Aser because they the Tarovis. So, Kelaim Nami, Hailechud, the Hailechud, the Shari, the Hadad, the Aser. It's not unique to Bas V'Chalav. Kelaim also. Wool is Mutter, Lin is Mutter. It's only a combination. Hello, what's the Chiddush here, look at the last line. We saw it already. The E, Taru, Le, Kula, Yom, Bechalaba, Shari. If I have meat that sits all day in a solution of milk, Shari, Mutter, Deraisa, Boshale, Bishule, Asa. So, Mr. Tumman, that's the Gemara there is Mechalik between Kavush and Bishul. So, obviously, based on that Gemara, Kavush, Kimibush is not meant to be taken literally, it's Mamish is saying. This Gemara says not so. Mr. Tumman, that's the Shach's, that's the Shach's, right? Right? He doesn't shine from a one-line shop, but he says not. Why not? Because it's Gemara, right? So obviously it's the Gemara is mechalak and kavush from Bushel, so it's not the Raisa, right? Look at the Rashi, okay? The Rashi. So look at the second last Rashi of this batch on Mem Dal and Beis Pesachim. The Rashi with Torah. Torah is Shoreo mechalak kavim shorei klomar. You can go ahead and eat that piece of meat. Even though it may transmit flavor, like we said, my coverage does transmit flavor. Okay, it's mutter. Maybe they're a banan asr. Okay, they're a banan asr.
Even though for Rashi, this is a kosh.
What's that?
Even though for Rashi, this is a kosh.
Because Rashi said that it has to be a right, that's true. Rashi has to be chomet, yeah, and a banan. Okay. All right. I just want to point. So that's what the Shach says. That Bishul means not kavush, not malir. The Tzlach, not there, not da. So Tzlach, a different da. So Chaim Dal Alav, 22. The Tzlach says that the term Bishul has different meanings, different places, right? He says the after the Inyan Shabbos, let go of malicha isur Bishul. Let's say I pickle something on Shabbos. Did I violate the Torah of Shabbos? No. I kavush kavushul. I soak on Shabbos. Okay, is that the issur bishul? The Raisa wanted to say I love it. No. Okay, that's Hainu Bishul. The Shabbos gamin lechitza mishkan. Who told us or? That's because Shabbos, the melachas of prohibition of Shabbos, are modeled after what they did in the Mishkan, right? As we know, okay, that the issur of Shabbos are modeled after the Mishkan, right? So therefore the bishul, whatever the bishul, that's a big question. What exactly is bishul? What was the bishul in the Mishkan exactly? So many assume that when they made the dyes, right, they had to boil up the. You ever gone to the Tchelos factory? Okay, you see them boil up. You see them boil it. That's part of the dyeing process. Okay, so or any place where they dye textiles. Okay, you cook up. That's what some say. It's real, you know, on the list in the Mishnah Shabbos on Gimel, it doesn't say Bishul. What does it say? No. It says Ofer. Yeah. Some say that it refers to the Lechem HaPonim. Other things had to be baked. Okay, so that's a different question. We say the Mishkan means in the building of the Mishkan or in the operation of the Mishkan. But anyway, be that as it may, bottom line, we call it Bishul on Shabbos. So he says on Shabbos, Gamino Lechem Mishkan, being told us or. Afilu Bechama Mutu B'Shabbos. Technically, you're allowed to cook, you know, in the sun on Shabbos. You know, sometimes during the summer season, you have one of these heat waves. So they have a picture of some kid frying an egg on a sidewalk. Right? It's so hot, you can fry an egg out at 97 degrees for a week and a half, and the kid's dying, frying an egg on a sidewalk. It appears in the paper. Okay, so that's called chama. You cook in the chama, it's mutter. But told us chama, osir, as you know, unto told us or. Something which was heated by the sun, then we don't let it cook. Just like you know how to heat it, there ought to be something that's heated by a fire. Let's say I have a pot that's not on the fire now, but it's off the fire. Cleavation of Shalom Galvesh. Anyway, I'm going to go to the Shabbos problem now. If you want to look it up, he says, Kibur Mishab Shabbos and a lot of Tetzal Aleph. But he's pointing out that Bishul there does not include Malich. And he says, V'chein V'vasa V'cholav. Ein B'malicha is for Bishul. Okay? It's true that for some purposes Bishul is including Malich, but not everywhere. The terms don't mean the same thing everywhere else. And he adds, the tzacha is like the shav. The chayim was v'chalav, the tzacha is after. The tzacha is written by the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So and also the dog of Ravoma. So it's the same person. So v'chayim is the land of Prague. The chayim was v'chalav, ein melicha iser bishul. Hainu derech bishul is v'chalav. U'melicha ein derech ha'am lechol b'li bishul. Most people don't just pickle some of the meat and then eat it. You do cook it afterward. The pickling is to give it flavor and so on. Okay, anyway, be that as it may, from this point of view, and the Shulchan Aruch actually, it's interesting, the Shach says it here, but the Shulchan Aruch itself really says it later. The Chabad himself says it a few simonim later. Look at 23, okay? Simon Tzadi Aleph, Sifches. Tzadi Aleph, Sifches. You see it? It says there, next page. Ain basu mecholav nes ayde melicha ayde kavush el machil drabana avol bana right. So mechaber mamish says it later himself. The shach pipes in over here in Arison, but the shach the mechaber Tzadi Aleph says before it that basu mecholav is not it's us only machila and not hanah. Meaning it's the rabana ayde melicha ayde kavush. Okay, meaning there's no is it's mutav hanah. It's only us rabana. Okay. By the way, this can come up. By the way, sometimes. Okay, you can have sometimes in the fridge something spills and lands in, or something falls from one shelf to another. Happens. Crowded fridge, and it landed in something. Okay, so if you have some milk, so you have a pot of vegetables. It wasn't covered in your fridge. Okay, so you have some vegetables in a bowl or something like that. Cooked vegetables, and then one of the kids put the milk away. And he left the spout up when he cooked. He put it in. Clumsily and banged and some stuff went down and milk spilled onto the vegetables and now the vegetables are sitting in milk. Alright, so if it's less than 24 hours not a problem, I just wash it off. But if it's more than 24 hours, it's a problem. Okay, anyway, the B.R. Groh and Arson, okay, no one argues with Shach, and again the Mechaber says it openly regarding Kavush and Malika. The B.R. Groh here in Arson and Pei Zayin Tzikot Nalek, he says B'chol she'ayde or derek bishul. Bishul means ayde or. Bishul means to fire. It's got to be heat. Okay, so now we got rid of kavush and what about frying? What about tigun? Okay, now tigun, there is water. There's some water or oil or some liquid. Let's put it that way. Okay, tigun is frying. Okay, so frying, it's in a pan. There is some liquid. It's not like a pot. It's not like a bishul. The meat of water, where water is the main thing is doing the cooking. The frying, the fire does mainly the cooking, but mainly does the cooking, but it is an oil, yeah.
Could one woman die from the Shulchan Aruch on Tzadi Aleph that there's still a violation of Bishul?
Darbana. Sure. It says, Ein Basuham Nesamicha El Bachila. It's also Bachila. Avalobana. Right. So that's consistent with the rule.
He agrees that there would be a superficial Darbana.
For sure. Oh, there's no question about it. I'm sorry, I don't want to make that clear. There's no question that Kavush Kavush is Rabbanah. But we're trying to define now bishul d'oraisa, right? And according to that, we draw. That's why it's mutar b'hanah. It's mutar b'hanah because it's like look, like it says in our sif, right? Go back to where was it? Here? Go back to source 12, right? And the last says kol b'osu b'cholav she'ein osu b'torah osu b'torah mutar b'hanah. That's what he's saying. Right, it's also d'abon, yeah, for sure. Okay, now, what about tigun? What about frying? Where there is some sort of liquid? I don't know if it's water, but there's some liquid. So it's interesting. There is a discussion in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Dabdalad. Okay, the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about the machokas, talks a few places also, maybe somewhere in Sukkah. Yesh aim la mikra, yesh aim la masoras. You know what that means, right? Yesh aim la mikra. We sometimes have words in the Torah. Well, all the time we have words, there's no vowels in the Torah, there's no vocalization in the Torah, right? So you can sometimes learn from the way things are spelled as opposed, or it's written in the Torah, as opposed to we read it. And we have kriyat siv, you know, but even without kriyat siv, but sometimes there's no vav or something like that, so we don't read it, but you can learn it then, right? I mean, no one, like with sukkahs, right? With the vav, we read it sukkos. But there's no vavs, right? So it's not a kriyat siv in that sense, you know, that you've read. But anyway, so yesh ein la mikra. Mikra means the way it's it's read, okay? So there's a discussion. So the Gemara asks in Sanhedrin Dalman Aleph, on the very bottom of the page, going over to Dalman Beis, source 25. Maski for Acham Yaakov, mi ika de lesle yesh ein la mikra. How can you say that we don't, you know, that we can disregard the way things are read? Well, Tanya. Okay, Bachalev Emo, right? What is the pasuk say? Losvash should be Bachalev Emo. Chalev means the milk of, right? Cholop shell. Bachalev Emo. Now here it gets tricky because it's the spelling, but Yochol Bechalev. Okay, Yochol Bechalev. Maybe they should insert a cook milk in Chalev. Maybe that's the pasuk for that. And we obviously know it's all in milk, so yeah. Okay. Look in Rashi, the way they spell it out here, it's helpful. It says Bachalev Imo, Yochol Bechalev, Ches Tsruya. They're telling it to spell it here. The Ches has a tsay. Tsruya means with a tsay. Hey, the two dots it's a tsay. So Ches Tsruya, Lamed Segula. Right? The Lamed has a segul, eh. So he's the brackets here, the part that's marked off, is just telling you how to pronounce the previous word. Because again, there's no vowels in Rashi either. Okay, I mean, that's what sometimes it's just you have to figure out what's being said exactly. All right. So it says Yochol bechelev lama tzur loshim tzur bechelev aval bechalov, but ches the ches and the lama kemutzos. It says the ches on have kometzes, right? Kometz have kometz cholo mutol levasha. Maybe the is in the Torah is also actually bechelev imo, bechelev imo. You can't cook the meat with the chelev, but there's no iser of cholo, right? Becholo mutol levasha. So where it says at the top of the Dalman Beis back in 25, I'm a yeshem mikra. Okay, ella dekol am yeshem mikra. That proves that point. Okay. And as Rashi says in 27, Amish Lekam on the poly, the poly, Bas Bachalab, but Allah Hussar. Everyone knows Bas Bachalab is Hussar. Where does it come from? That pasuk? What are you talking about? That pasuk went Chalab. Elamai. It's Chalab. Okay. Anyway, bottom line. Then the Gemara has a whole back and forth. I didn't print the rest of the page, but the bottom of the page. Let's read a couple more sources and we'll stop. The Gemara says in the bottom of the page, and hidden down the raise, El Amaracha Bar Yad Ravika, okay. Omar Krolo Savashal Gedi, Derek Bishul Asur Torah. Okay. The Gemara proves that it must be the word Cholov. Okay. It must be the word Cholov because Derek Bishul Asur Torah. Cholov is milk. Cholov is liquid. Chelev, if you're cooking meat in Chelev, what are you doing? That's frying it. Right, you follow that. So the Gemara concludes that Rashi said Derek Bishul Cholov again Ches Lamed Kmutzos Cholov. They both are comments 29. Solo Kemayim the Ika Bishul milk is clear is liquidy like water. So that's what it means. It must be milk because Ika Bishul. That's to what Bishul applies. Aval chaylev ches tzuri lamed segula chaylev the tzeri under the ches and the segul on the lamed ain't a bishul ela tigun. Okay, cooking in fact that's not bishul, that's frying. You follow the limud? Okay, that's so again the Gemara is all working out yeshayim lamikra how you read it. I'm good, but what comes out for us is what that tigun's not included. That's the tigun at this point doesn't seem to be included, right? Because it's only most of the chalevi mocholam milk, because that's called bishul. Milk is like water. Chalev, it's not liquidy. It's fatty, right? That's called frying. When you have oil like that, that's called frying. That's tigun. And Rashi says ena bishul tigun. So I'm just going to finish this quickly. A couple other things we'll finish tomorrow. All right, okay, let's 1 second. Tomorrow we want to do the Seder again? Okay, so it's only the Seder. Tomorrow's already Wednesday. Yeah, so we'll finish this next time. But look at the Meiri. The Meiri Kuhn Kuf Chai Saman Aleph says, HaTigun Be'ilfas Chachme HaTosas Pershul Shemikro Bishul V'mashach Omru Perigzesh Amiyala Be'ilfas Rosef. He quotes Tosas, we'll get to in a second. O Gedolei HaRabbonim Pershul. Gedolei HaRabbonim is Rashi. Now the Meiri, as you know, had nicknames for everybody. So Gedolei HaRabbonim Rashi says, Masechah Sanhedrin, this Miri is in Chulin, on Ardaf, Kuf Chai Saman Aleph. The Miri in Chulin refers to this Rashi in Sanhedrin. Gedolei HaRabbonim Pershul was saying, Masechah Sanhedrin, Shere Derech Bishul Asa Torah, Velo Derech Tigun. The Afla Chila Lo Nesem in a Torah, Ela Derech Bishul. Ala Drachim Shabiyarnu. Lecha Chotzi V'Loshim Bishul. Omer She'ein Lo Kalechaz Ela Derech Bishul. Okay? Mechein He Shito Seinu. I agree with Rashi. So he tells them, Afokas Rashi and Tosas. Tosas says Tigun's included under Bishul. But he quotes Rashi, and I agree with Rashi. Okay? Chain Hushito Seinu. And he says the Raya that Tosas want to bring is Nishkan Raya. Okay? The Tosas is there in Sanhedrin, Dalav Beis, 31, Derech Bishul Asa Torah. Okay? Where it says, Uvechelev ain't a Bishul of Tigun. Can appear to be that's the first sheet of Tosas. Behind the car, and then he talks about Tzli Kedar. Okay, Tzli Kedar is pot roast, it's on top of the fire. Okay, that's something else, because there it says Boshem Bushel, fine. But V'yesh Mefarshim, second line of Torah, of Tosas, V'yesh Mefarshim, Derech Bishul Asa Torah, okay, by Boshem Chalav, the below Bishul Shari, by Ide Bishul Aser, Lafuke Chelev, the Belav Hachi Aser. Chelev's Aser anyway, because it's Chelev. Okay, Chelev's Aser anyhow. So, it's not saying that Tigun is Mutter. It's the proof is that it's got to be talking about milk as opposed to chalev, because it's trying to tell you something that this is what makes it usser, but not lafuke frying. And the way Rashi learned, it's got to be chalev and not chalev, because in chalev it's not called bishul. Tosas is saying this yesh mefarshim in Tosas is saying it's not called. It's got to be chalev and not chalev, because not because the frying is not a problem, but because chalev is usser anyway. The Belav Hachi Aser. In other words, Tigun is also a form of Bishul. Okay? But it's not going to be the reference over here because it's Aser anyways. Okay? So Tigun is frying, so Tosas has that as a machokas, and we'll see tomorrow, or next time, other shitas in this regard. You know, it turns out it's a machokas, you know, whether Tigun's included. I feel the frying from the food. Okay? Sorry.